You may be seated. We are going to finish up this series in Ephesians, Lord willing, next week. We're going to be looking at verses 21 to 24 and finishing up the chapter. And I normally do a review at the end of a long series, but we're not going to do that. We're just going to close, and then we're going to have our Christmas song service to end out the month of November and then start a short Christmas series for the month of December. But this morning, you probably noticed there are no notes in your bulletin or on the back of your order of service, because you're not going to be taking any notes this morning. What we're going to be doing is, as it says in your bulletin there, praying through the armor of God, or as it says up here, invoking the four armor of God prayer. What we're going to do is we're going to go through the six pieces, and we're probably going to be out a little bit sooner today. I knew I kept you longer last week between the service and communion, and went a little bit over, so I wanted to make that up to you this morning. And then for Sunday school, we're going to be watching an Alistair Bay sermon on how was your Thanksgiving. Not looking at the date of Thanksgiving, but how was our Thanksgiving? Matter of fact, he's going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 5 that we looked at a couple months ago in giving thanks. So he's going to do that, and it'll be about 28 minutes. I think it's maybe 32, but it's less than 40 minutes. So we have a chance. I'm not going to promise you, depending on how long our prayer time comes, but we should be out. If you stay for Sunday school, be out on your way before 11:15. So please stay for the fellowship. Lots of food left over. We have cake left over. It's been like 4 months. It's got mold on it. We need to get that out of it. I'm kidding. All the cakes and things are from Friday, the funeral service. Plus, we have a bunch of cookies and some salad up there, some Jell-O salad. So please stay. And none of it's got mold. I probably shouldn't have joked, because you probably are like, is he serious? Because we've had communion before. We won't talk about that. We had literal wine, please stay around. We'll have a good time of fellowship. But we are going to be praying through the armor. As I said last week, I put prayer as the seventh piece of the armor. I did find this prayer. I thought this was really neat. I'm not praying what they have on here, because I didn't like all the things that they did say, but I changed it around. But again, they only have six pieces. Whoever did this only has the six pieces of armor listed, and we're adding prayer to it. But we're bathing the whole thing in prayer. So what we're going to do is I'm going to put the piece up there, and I just wrote out a prayer. So this is the beginning. Each one will have the beginning of the prayer. So we're going to pray through this together. And I'm going to read what I have down, the prayer that I wrote out this week for each piece. And I'm going to invite you just to bow your heads and close your eyes as we go through that. And then I'm going to give you about another minute and a half, just on your own, to put those words into your own, whether you've just put what I have up here or pray scripture back to the Lord. But I'm going to give you about another minute and a half to pray on your own quiet. If you want to pray out loud, that's fine too. But we're going to pray through each of these pieces. So a prayer to put on the belt of truth. That's what we talked about first. It says in verse 14a, if you want to follow along in your Bible there, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth." And we said the belt of truth is what everything else is tucked into. So it's really a very essential thing, and the truth is the truth of God. So as we go to the Lord, you can read this along with me if you want, or just bow your heads and close your eyes and listen to what I pray. And then, like I said, I'm going to give you some time to quietly pray on your own. Okay, so let's bow our heads and ask the Lord here. Gracious Lord, today I want to put on and utilize the full armor of God so that I can withstand the wicked attacks of my enemy, Satan, and his forces. I know I do not fight against flesh and blood, but against Satan's evil spiritual forces that are aimed directly at me. I stand firm because I'm planted on your word, which is truth. I put on the belt of truth around my waist. I declare that I believe in your truth. I trust in your truth alone, and I will not fall into the trap of believing the lies of the world. They're all around me. Lord, guide me in your truth and help me not to lose sight of that. Help me to know that your truth, or help me to know your truth when the deceitfulness of the enemy comes against your word and mocks it and mocks your will and tells me not to trust it. Your word will be my guide and I will walk in it daily. In the strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So I'm just ask you quietly to put on that armor, the breastplate or the belt of truth. Lord, we thank you that your word is truth. Amen. All right, the next piece is a prayer to put on the breastplate of righteousness. And this is in 16 or 6:14, the second part of the verse. It says, "And having put on the breastplate of righteousness." The breastplate of righteousness, again, covers the important internal organs, which we talked about. And I want you to you'll hear as I pray. We had a man who came to our church up in Corning years ago. And I just appreciate every time he closed his prayer, he would say, "In the strong and powerful name of Jesus." And I've kept that in mind over the years. And just, that's what we're coming. We're coming against Satan in this spiritual battle in a strong name of Jesus. If it was in our own strength, we would be defeated. We would be in trouble, but so you'll hear each one of these is in the strong name of Jesus or powerful name of Jesus or something. But just want you to keep that in mind as we put on this armor, that we are putting on God's armor, and we're doing it in His name. So let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to give us this breastplate. Heavenly Father, right now I put on the breastplate of righteousness because I know for sure I've been forgiven. I've been freed from the penalty of sin because of Christ's sacrifice by dying in my place. He came and he suffered for me. The perfect, sinless Lamb of God bore my sin and the sin of the world. I live right now as a new creation, and I pursue your righteousness over sin and the desires of my flesh because my flesh often gets in the way. Help me to walk in your way of God, your goodness and holiness and truth and love, so that my life of righteousness draws others to know you. Lord, help me to represent you well and to live a righteous life. In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Go ahead and say it in your own words or talk to the Lord. Lord, we thank you that we have the assurance of our salvation, the assurance of righteousness, not because of who we are or anything we've done, but because of what your Son did for us. In Jesus' name, amen. This is you can pray out loud. If you have a comment or something, feel free to make it. This isn't a solemn service. In other words, is what I'm trying to say. We're just coming before the Lord. I don't want you to feel like we've got to be absolutely silent here. We are talking to a God who loves us, and it's amazing. A prayer to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Verse 15 says, "As shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace." You and I are the messengers of that gospel. If you remember back to that study, We have to represent Christ. We have to be out in the community. There's people around us. And in this prayer, I'm really just going to pause and let you put in the name or the face of someone that God's going to lay on your heart. I'm going to trust that God's going to lay on someone on your heart as we go through this prayer to live out this gospel of peace this week, and just ask the Lord to help you to have the words or the courage to speak to the person that lays on your heart. So let's bow our heads. Lord, I pray that my feet will be fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Lord, being ready at any moment to share the good news of the hope that I have in me. Fit me with the readiness to live out that peace daily, and empower me to be a peacemaker in my relationships. And Lord, help me to foster peace everywhere I go and in every relationship throughout this day. And Lord, I pray that right now that you would give us a name, give us a face of someone that we work with, we go to school with, someone in our family, someone we're going to be spending Thanksgiving Day with. Lord, someone who is a neighbor. Lord, burn their name and their face in our hearts right now. And I just invite you to pray for that person that the Lord's giving to you to be a witness to this week. And then pray on the gospel of peace. Lord, I thank you for those in my life who shared the gospel of peace with me, who demonstrated what this meant. Think of the evangelist who I came to know the Lord under his ministry, but I saw so many people just being faithful in sharing, just striking up conversations, or, Lord, just talking to people and not being offended when they were around sin, when they heard someone cursing and taking your name in vain. They didn't shame them, but they just said, hey, I know that one you're talking about. Lord, help us to be loving. As Larry said, help us not to be angry, not to be judgmental, but to realize the lost are going to act like the lost until they come to you. And Lord, I pray that we would put on this gospel of peace, ready to share the gospel, but Lord, to do it in a peaceful, loving, non-judgmental way. In Jesus' name, amen. We're halfway through. So a prayer to take up the shield of faith. And verse 16 says, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. You are in Satan's sights today. He wants to take you down. He knows he can't defeat Christ. He knows his day is coming. He knows that he was defeated back when Christ rose from the dead. But you and I are easy targets. He likes to pick us off. And we need to have this armor in place and the shield of faith. So let's pray this together. And again, when it's your time, you pray it on yourself. Father, right now I take up your shield of faith. I will not doubt. I will not worry. I will not give in to Satan. I will not give in to my own questions. I will trust you to be faithful to your promises and believe that you will provide what I need today. I claim your promise that with this shield I can quench every fiery dart that the enemy shoots at me. I won't be shaken, but rather I will trust you throughout the day, regardless of how the circumstances appear. Whatever the news says, whatever the media says, Lord, help me to not buy into that, but to spend more time in your word. Father, forgive me for doubting. Forgive me for questioning your promises. Lord, help me to rest daily in that. In the almighty and the trustworthy name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Lord, I pray that I would be aware that unguarded, I am so vulnerable. And even with your shield in place, Satan's still going to attack me because he sees me as weak. But Lord, help me remind him through my life and through my faith that I am your child. And I am protected by your blood and by your word and by your armor. Guide and direct in my day, my week, and each one here. Lord, help us to put this armor on daily. In Jesus' name, amen. The helmet of salvation. Someone just asked me, we have a truck out here that we're looking at. We're not sure if we're going to get it or not. But I got it the other day, and the ceiling fabric is down. And I hate having stuff touch my head. I never liked baseball caps when I played. I don't like helmets. Even when we played sports, I don't like them. But this helmet of salvation, obviously, we need 16 or 6:17 says, take up the helmet of salvation. Don't worry about your hair. Put on this helmet. It protects our head. So let's pray this on right now. Loving Father, I now take up the helmet of my salvation. My salvation is found in Christ alone, and it is a free gift. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died in my place to pay the cost for my salvation. I will not doubt my salvation, but will instead believe that Christ truly, truly completed the work of my redemption when he died on the cross to pay the price and then rose again in power. Lord, help me rejoice in his resurrection because I serve the living God. The God who has already defeated Satan. The God who has already promised that Satan's defeat in eternity is coming. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for offering me the gift of salvation. And thank you for offering it to the world. In the living name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Lord, thank you for my salvation. Thank you that Christ died, but he rose again. He's not still in the grave like every other religious leader or founder. We can see their graves, we can see their tombs, but we serve the living God, the risen God. And Lord, he's with us right now. We praise you that we do not only serve, but we know personally the creator of the world, the creator of the universe, and the one who's soon returning. Thank you for the helmet of salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. We're at the final one. A prayer to take up the sword of the Spirit, and we looked at this last week, was it? Or 2 weeks ago? 17b, it says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Folks, we have the word of God, and we need to spend time in it. That was the challenge, is we need to be not just hearing it on Sunday mornings when we come, but daily in our quiet time, in our own personal study, and asking the Holy Spirit to teach us. So let's pray. Father of grace and mercy, I take up the sword, your word, and claim its promises for me. Lord, forgive me for not spending time in it like I should. Forgive me for treating it often just as another book. Your word reveals who you are. It helps me to become aware of my sin and also to know your truth. Lord, help me to use it correctly to fight against the enemy. Let it be a lamp for my feet and cause it to purify my thoughts, my actions, my behavior. I will read it. I will learn it. I will share it so that I can share the gospel of salvation to help others find you. Lord, thank you that your word is living. Once again, in the strong and powerful name of Jesus, I pray.